I've said this before and I'll say it again. If you're going to go to a different land, I believe the best way to arrive there is by hibbity hoppitying. Don't you think? Like if you can go through a plane, you can go through the TSA and go on a plane or take a bus or take a train. But if you can hibbity hop.
Yeah, you might as well.
Why not? Get away with it? What the hell? Hey, so we've hippity hoppityed off to our book pick land, and we love this land. This is where an independent bookseller comes in and tells us some great books that they have found on their shelves that they think you, meaning us, will like them too. And one of our favorites is Susanna Hermans of Oblong Books in Millerton and Rhinebeck, and she is here this morning, and it's always a pleasure to have Susanna on the program. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Joe. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure. I love when you are here because I love you, but then I also love the books that you bring too. So where would you like to begin?
Oh, my goodness. So I brought a lot of fiction today. I brought all fiction because
it's
August. We all want to just
summer
sink
reading?
Our teeth into
sure.
something delicious. So the first thing I brought is a sci-fi thriller called Dark Matter by Blake Crouch. This book, it just came out last week. I really feel like it's poised to be the hottest thriller of the year, which I don't say lightly. I'm comparing it as far as reading taste to The Martian. So if you loved that, I think you'll really love this one. It is a reading experience unlike one I've had in a very long time. It's the kind of book from the first page, you know, you will not be getting up until you finish this book.
So I started reading this.
Yes.
And I really enjoyed it. And then it got very sci-fi-y.
It does. It has a really strong sci-fi element.
Which I just as a genre, I personally don't care for.
Right. Yeah.
Now that's not a big deal. But I, as I just told you before we went on, I don't think I can now stop reading it because it's really good.
It's really compelling. The basic premise is it's about a man who, I read it a while ago. He goes out to get ice cream for his wife and kid, gets kidnapped, knocked unconscious, wakes up in this place surrounded by people in hazmat suits, manages to escape them. And P.S., this is not any spoilers. This is like the first two pages of the book. Escapes them, makes his way back home, only to discover the world he's back in is not the one he left. His wife is different, doesn't have a kid. He's not professionally in the same place that he was when he left. And the rest of the book is just him trying to unravel what happened and what maybe what other universe he's in now. It is totally a gripping page turner. I personally don't consider myself a big sci-fi reader. I do really enjoy sci-fis that are firmly rooted in our reality,
which this one is. Yes.
So if you're a reader who liked The Martian or liked The Fold by Peter Kleins, this is totally up your alley.
Which, and I didn't realize this until Chelsea Clinton mentioned it last week at the DNC, but I was a huge fan of Wrinkle in Time.
Yeah.
And that was totally sci-fi.
Totally.
Yeah. All right, I'll keep going.
Keep going, Joe. Keep going.
All right.
What else? Next up, I just had to bring the new Dave Eggers, Heroes of the Frontier. So, full disclosure, I have never read a Dave Eggers book until this one. So, I have no authority in telling you whether or not it's one of his better books. But I can tell you that I absolutely loved this book, and I now want to read all of his books. It's about a woman who has split from her husband. Her husband wants to introduce their kids to his new fiancé's family, and she kind of freaks out and takes the kids to Alaska. They rent an RV and spend the rest of the book kind of driving around Alaska, soul-searching. She's trying to figure out how to move on with her life. She's in a bad place professionally. And it just isn't sure what to do. And these two kids that she has with her, a young boy and girl, her children, are some of the most beautiful and interesting characters I've read in a long time. She is a woman with many flaws, but you root for her and you root for these kids. And the journey you go on with them is just beautiful.
It's Dave Eggers, and the book is Heroes of the Frontier, and it's out from Knopf. And I am with you. I've never read a Dave Eggers book.
Yeah. So this is a great one to start with. I mean, I just absolutely loved it.
That's great. Good stuff.
Yeah. So next up, I have a book that came out a little earlier this year and just sort of had a very quiet release, but I think deserves a lot more attention than it's getting. It's called Goodnight, Beautiful Women by Anna Noyes. It's a short story collection about women living in New England and Maine, particularly. And story collections don't get a lot of review coverage. They don't get a lot of attention. They don't get big features in the bookstore, you know? So we have to root for them and help them get in front of people because books like this are why I'm a bookseller. They're just absolutely stunning portraits of women's lives. And she's a debut writer. She's a young woman. And she's really killed it with this one. I mean, she has blurbs from Taya Obrett and Lily King. And I think that this is the beginning of what is going to be a really excellent career, maybe in the vein of a Lori Moore.
Here's what I don't understand. I actually have read two or three of the stories in there. It's a beautiful book, and it's beautifully written. What I don't get is that we so often hear from people who don't read to say they don't have the time to read, and because the novels are 600-700 pages, and they just don't have the time.
Right.
Well, then you would think short stories would be the perfect
thing. You would think that.
Thing.
You would think that.
Be the perfect answer to the to that problem.
Yeah.
We had James Patterson on the show recently, and he has these book shots,
yeah.
you know, these little thing. And I said, well, isn't it like these are short stories, right? I mean, this is basically what this is. And well, he argued that point, but that's okay. but still. Still, the fact is that, you know, there's some really great, beautiful literature that's out there in the short story form. And if you have to start somewhere, that's a fine place to start. George Saunders would be a fine place to start.
Absolutely. Short stories are one of my favorite categories, and I don't read enough there. But whenever I pick one a collection up, I think, oh, I need to read more short stories. These are wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's not cheating. It is reading.
Yes. No, it's not cheating. It's good stuff. Good stuff. And if you want to read, like, even, like, Stephen King's short fiction is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
My thing is, like, if you haven't tried a short story collection, you need to do it. Just try it. Just try it.
Dig in.
You might love it. Next up, I have three books that are in paperback. Yay, paperback.
Beach Reads.
The first one is called The Hand That Feeds You by A.J. Rich.
They handle the sand easier.
The what?
Well, they handle the sand better, the paperback form.
Oh, yeah. It is a better look to it than the hardcover. This is a favorite of mine from last year. It is for a Gone Girl reader.
Okay.
It is the story of a woman who comes home to her apartment to find her boyfriend has been mauled to death and her dogs are covered in blood.
Oh.
Whoa. That's
better
like
not
how
the
book
the dogs.
Opens. I don't know, Joe.
I don't know. All right.
But the cool twist comes, and this is also not a spoiler, when she goes to notify his parents and discovers that they don't exist and everything he told her about himself is a lie.
Oh.
It's so delicious and twisted, and it's Amy Hempel and Jill Cement writing together under the pseudonym A.J. Rich. And they're both really excellent literary fiction writers, but this is really unlike anything they've done before. It is just deliciously dark.
So it took two authors to write this.
Yeah.
That's great.
I love it.
It's The Hand That Feeds You. It is out in paperback. Excellent.
Next up is another sort of delicious... I don't like using the word trashy. I won't use that word. But just like a book that you can just sink your teeth into and just like totally enjoy. It is called Departure by A.G. Riddle. And this one is about a plane that crashes in the British countryside. And all these strangers climb out of the wreckage. But the world they're in is not the one they left.
Ooh.
And why did the plane go down? Where are they? What's happening? If you liked Lost, this is going to be just a delicious treat for you.
Okay. It's Departure by A.G. Riddle.
Also, maybe a little time travel. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Good stuff.
All right.
And then next up is...
So when you say trashy, I thought it was like a lot of sex in it.
Oh, no.
No,
sorry.
Okay.
I define trashy as like super broad. Basically any book that I really, really enjoy.
Like commercial fiction, right?
Yeah. Which is so great.
Okay.
And I love to read it. Next up is a slightly more literary mystery. It's called Dragonfish by Vu Tran. This is about an Oakland cop who finds out his ex-wife is in trouble, and she's been living in Las Vegas, and he goes to Las Vegas to try to solve her mystery. She's gone missing.
Yes.
And she's Vietnamese, and she has been caught up in this Vietnamese... organized crime plot, and he has to sort of unravel what has happened to her by kind of going into the history of the Vietnamese culture and the underbelly of this Las Vegas delicious crime situation.
Ooh. So Dragonfish by Vu Tran
also has one of the most beautiful covers, I think.
Yes. And again in paperback. Yep. Okay.
And then a few books for the kids, right? So one of my favorites for this year is Ms. Bixby's Last Day. This is a novel I would say for ages, maybe ages like 10 and up. It's about a classroom of kids who finds out that their teacher, Ms. Bixby, who is one of those teachers that you love and you remember for your whole life, she's wonderful. They find out she's sick and she's not going to be able to finish the school year.
Yeah.
So these three boys decide they're going to skip school one day and go visit her at the hospital. So it's what happens to them on this day and how they discover their own friendships are changing and what it means sort of to go through an experience where someone is ill. And it's just beautiful and just such a great friendship story.
It is Ms. Bixby's Last Day by John David Anderson.
And then another thriller for the teens, Beware That Girl by Teresa Totten. This one is real, real delicious and twisted. So it's, I would say it's 14 and up. I would say it is about two girls who go to an elite boarding elite private school in New York City. One is the rich girl. One is the poor girl scholarship student from the other side of the tracks. But what we don't know is that they both have some real big secrets about their past.
Mm.
And some really bad stuff happens in the middle of this book. And the way that the author unravels the plot and you discover who these girls really are is wickedly delicious.
Okay.
I loved it.
So it's Beware That Girl by Teresa Totten or Totten?
I've been saying Totten.
Okay, so
right.
We'll go with Totten.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Now we have a few minutes left, so what could we possibly talk about? I know, cool things happening at your bookstores.
We do have some really cool things going on. Next week we are hosting James Howard Kunstler at the White Hart Inn in Salisbury, Connecticut.
Yep.
We've started a series there that's been really successful. We'll actually be announcing our full lineup for the whole fall season at the White Hart next week. But for now, we have James Howard Kunstler. He is the author of the World Made by Hand series. The final book in that series, The Harrows of Spring, is out now. So that's the book we'll be celebrating. But stay tuned for really delicious and wonderful announcements, including I think at least one author that Joe will be interviewing as part of that.
Yes.
And then I also want to make sure to mention we have a great series in our Rhinebeck store called the Hudson Valley YA Society. And these are events for readers ages 12 to adult. They are panels of authors who write YA. And we have on the 14th, we have four authors who all write great contemporary YA, including Cody Keplinger, who has written a ton of great books, but is best known for her book, The Duff, which was turned into a film last year. But if you have teens at home who are avid readers, bring them out to meet some great authors. These are really fun events. We do a lot of giveaways, prizes, and maybe they'll be inspired to write some books of their own.
Good stuff.
And last but not least, I want to just mention that tickets are now on sale for an event we are doing on September 15th with Joseph Fink and Jeffrey Craner, who are the creators of Welcome to Night Vale, which is one of the biggest podcasts in America. And we're just so thrilled to be hosting them. It's going to be an intimate event at the Morton Memorial Library in Rhinecliffe. I think they had an event in Albany last year, and I'm pretty sure they had 500 or more people. So we have a much smaller space.
I was going to say, you're not going to get 500 under the library. We should take the cat out.
Now is the time. If you're thinking about going, now is the time to buy your tickets because we do expect it to sell out. But we're just really excited to have them in our little area.
Well, that's great stuff as always. Wonderful, wonderful news of all the cool things happening at Oblong Books and Music. You can go to their website, oblongbooks.com. You can find out about the events. You can find out about the list that Susanna mentioned. Better yet, you can visit them in Rhinebeck and Millerton. Go see them, see the wonderful staff, and browse till your browser is sore. And also, you can see the list on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. It's always wonderful to have you, Susanna Hermans, on the program.
Thank you
very much. Give my best to the whole crew back at the stores, and we look forward to seeing you again in a few weeks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, oblongbooks.com or wamc.org/roundtable for the list and more information about Oblong and the book picks. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.